Okay, it's the seventh day of Tishrei. Obviously, the seventh day of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So we're finishing our presentation, which is Perek Dalet of Hilchos Tshuva, which really is a companion piece. The last section of which is a companion piece to Perek Zayin. So again, the topic that we've been working through is the Chav Dalet Dvarim Hameak Vines Hatshuva, but Ein Moninosa, as we keep on noting. So the first four categories are Avonos Gedolos, in Maspikin Biyadan Lasos Tshuva, grave sins, where Hashem takes away the privilege of Tshuva, number one. And number two, right after that, Dvarim HaNoalim Darchei HaTshuva, like being Purish Min HaTzibur, Mevazes, Mitzvot, Maligol HaMitzvot, Mevazes, Rabosav, Cholek Al HaChachamim. These are all things that get in the way of a person being able to do tshuva, sonei asato chachos, being the last on the list, then a category that we didn't deal with in depth, but averus beradim lechaverer, we don't know who exactly to apologize to. And then we spent some time on dvarim shechazkas and shein lashuv lahem, because a person doesn't take them seriously. So now the fifth and final category are basically addictive, corrosive behaviors that infiltrate a personality, and the Rambam refers to them as kashim lifrosh mehen. Mehen chamisha dvarim osa osa mimashech achareyem tamid, v'kashim heim lifrosh mehen. So again, it's very difficult for a person to extract himself. This is the language that the Rambam uses in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva. So let's just read that, and then come back to our halacha. This is Zayin Gimel, the landmark halacha in Hilchos Tshuva. Al tomar she'en tshuva lo me'averu she'yesh ben ma'isa kegon znus and gezel geneva, ala k'shem she'tzarech lashuv me'elu kachu tzarech l'chapes b'deo isro she'yesh lo v'lashuv min ha'ka'as, anger min ha'eva, a hostile personality, a certain kind of an aggression, u'min ha'kina, envy, jealousy, min hahitl, frivolity, redifas hamamon kavod, redifas hamachalos, materialism, egoism, hedonism, v'chayotzei bahen min hakol tzarech lachzor b'tshuva. So here the Rambam uses deos raos. Ve'elu avanos kasha me'osan sheish ben ma'isa, shebizman she'adam nishka ba'elu kashahu lifrosh mehem. Pay attention to that language. That's exactly what we heard in Perek Dalet. The term deos raos also will appear. V'chein omer yazov rasha darko v'ish aved machshavosav. These characteristics that a person has to expunge. So here we have, back in Perek Dalet in Halacha Hay, mehen chamisha dvarim osa son yimashech achareyam tamid, v'kashim heim lefrosh mehen. It's verbatim what we saw in Perek Zayin. Lefikach, because they ensnare, because they enmesh, because they entrap, tzarech adam lizar mehen, shema yidabik bahen, v'hein kulan deos raos, there's a Perek Zayin expression, ad me'od, v'elohen rechilos. Rechilos is somebody who, again, like Rashi says in Parshas Kedoshim, he's peddling information. V'lashon hara, that's again, could be more private. V'atadabir Miriam v'aron, b'moshe, it could be very, very private. It could be true. U'bal chema, right, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos in Perek Beis says, u'bal chema, u'bal kas, chayem, einim chayim. U'bal machshava ra. And then v'hamischaber l'rasha, the fifth category, mipnei shehu lomid b'maisav v'hein nirshamim b'libo. If tshuva is the inyanos elu shegamer b'libo, and we spent yesterday talking about v'omer b'libo, so what happens is a person's heart becomes imprinted with these actions. Hu she'omer shlomo v'roa k'silim yaroa. V'kvar b'yarno b'hilchos deo is dvarim she'tzarech kol adam l'enog b'hem tamid. Kalvachomer labal tshuva. So a person in general has to be careful about these things, but kalvachomer alachas kama v'chama for a bal tshuva who's trying to break away from these habits. So again, the Rambam, even though he starts off in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis of tshuva min achet, so he expands in many different respects. And one of the dramatic expansions in Perek Dalet and Perek Zayin is not tshuva min amasim, but tshuva min adeos, changing character. We've all heard in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that it's easier to go through half a shas than to break a midah ra'a, a midah miguna. But this is our challenge here. Rabbeinu Yonah, Hasecho Matana, Mehamidos Kenyan, is we have to acquire these. And it's a life's work. And the story of Reb Chaim comes to mind. Reb Chaim, who was beyond our capacity to appreciate, as a Baal Chesed, who would wake himself up in the middle of the night to make sure that there were no foundlings left by his door. A Sufi, we shouldn't think that children born out of wedlock is a modern phenomenon. And he would make sure that there were no abandoned children. In those days, you couldn't give a child up for adoption. The Rav would take care of it. And Reb Chaim confided in Rav Moshe, who told the Rav, Don't erroneously believe, my son, that I was born this way. I worked very, very hard on myself. And that's really what the Rambam means. And to try to extract oneself, whether again it's from Ka'as, Eva, Kinna, Hittel, Redifa, Sakavod, Mammon, Machos, everybody has a different challenge. This time of year, we take on that challenge and we make an effort for refinement. It's an enormous effort. It's a worthwhile effort. And this is what the Rambam refers to. He acknowledges the difficulty of the path. Caution, lifrosh mehen, can be done, needs to be done, for the sake of, as we'll read on Shabbos, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, to be able to not just do tshuva min achatayim, not just do tshuva min hadeos haraos, but to be able to return to Hashem Himself. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, v'shamata b'kolo. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.